The Imperial Palace, Terra. Silence followed the messenger. The click of her staff echoed through the corridors as she approached the planning chamber. Figures pulled back before her, their eyes following her steps, their whispered conversations stilling as if they could sense the weight of the news she carried. Four gold-plated custodians flanked her, and black sentinels followed in her wake like armoured mourners. Within the planning chamber, Sigismund caught the movement from beyond the chamber's open door and looked up. He saw the approaching messenger and the look on the astropath's withered and blind face. Something cold ran over his flesh at the sight. He knew the astropath. Her name was Armina Fell. She had served the Imperium for 3 decades. That service had bent her spine and turned her hair to the white of raw cotton. She had brought countless messages to Dawn. Most of the news was bad, some frustrating, but none of it had required an escort. It was almost as if what she brought needed to be guarded like a prisoner in case it slipped its bindings and ran free. Sigismund turned to look at his father, but if Rogel Dorn had seen the approaching procession, he gave no sign. Vadok Singh was outlining his proposed fortification of the Imperial Palace. The war mason paced amongst the broad pillars, perfumed smoke puffing from his mouth as he sucked on his long-stemmed pipe. Dorn stayed in the centre of the room, frowning down at the plans spread across the table at the room's centre. Brass projection apparatus hung from the ceiling, scattering images of Singh's plans across the chamber's sandstone walls. The room seemed almost peaceful. But Sigismund knew that this short moment of calm was a lie. He had returned from Mars to find the atmosphere of uncertainty and fear growing stronger with every day. It was as if the whole of Terra was holding its breath and waiting to see where the next blow would fall. "The Dawal Agiri elevation," said Dorn, scowling at the sprawling schematics. "You think that necessary?"
"Not necessary," purred Singh. "A necessity, Rogal."
The war mason flicked a skeletal finger at one of his silk-robed slaves, and the man changed the focus on one of the projection lenses. "Look at the inherent weakness in the alignment of the outer elements. You, of all people, must see that if this section of the palace is to hold, we must remake it, and remake it now." Normally the war mason's familiarity would have angered Sigismund, but he barely heard the words. The procession was at the chamber's open doorway. Behind Sigismund, Dorn gave a low snort.
"Necessity is a word that makes me suspicious, old friend," said Dorn.
Sigismund watched Armina Fell and her escort pause on the threshold. The astropath brought her hand up to the empty pits that were her eyes. Pearls of moisture glittered on her cheeks. "She is crying," he realized. Beside her, one of the custodians brought the butt of his spear down 3 times on the stone floor. The sound of the blows rippled through the pillared chamber. Dorn raised his head slowly.
"There is news," he said in a flat voice, and looked at Armina Fell.
For a moment, Sigismund thought he saw an unreadable expression flicker across his father's face.
"It is all right, mistress. Please tell us what you must."
The woman's lips were trembling.
"There is word from Istvan, my lord."
She took a ragged breath. Dorn stepped forwards, his black robes falling back from his arms as he reached out. He gently raised her face until her empty eyes looked up at him.
"Mistress," he said softly, "what has happened?"
Armina shook herself, poise and strength returning to her features as if some of Dawn's stillness and strength had flowed into her. She began to speak, her voice the monotone drone of precise recall.
Imperial counterstrike massacred on Istvan 5. Vulcan and Korax missing. Ferus Manus dead. Night Lords, Iron Warriors, Alpha Legion and Word Bearers are with Horus Lupercal.
Nothing moved in the chamber. The black sentinels and custodians stood like statues of jet and gold. Vadok Singh simply stared at Armina, the ember in the bowl of his pipe cooling to grey ash. For a moment, Sigismund felt nothing, as if what he had heard had stripped all sensation away. A Primarch dead? Two lost? Three legions gone, and four gone from friend to enemy in the space of a handful of words. This is it, thought Sigismund, as she showed me. This is the true beginning of the end. If four more legions can turn against us, then why not more still? They shall come here, and here we must stand and stand alone. He realized that he was shaking, taut muscles vibrating under scarred skin. For a second he wondered if it was fear, if that long-dead emotion had returned to him after so long. Then he recognized the sensation. It was hate. Hate so bright and focused that he could almost see it. Let them come. Here my father stands, and I will stand with him. Dawn's hands fell from Armina's face. His eyes were black holes in a facade of stone. Hard control radiated from him like cold from glacial ice. He looked at Sigismund. For an instant, Sigismund thought he saw a reflection of his own anger in his father's eyes, a flash of rage quickly hidden.
Find any remnants of the new betrayers that remain in the system.
Dawn's voice was a hoarse growl.
Use whatever and whoever you need. Take them or destroy them as you must. Do it now, my son.
Sigismund began to kneel, but Dawn was already turning back to Armina. The astropath flinched as his eyes fixed on her.
Get a message to the Retribution Fleet. They must return here immediately.
Armina swayed, as if the words were a storm wind.
Lord Dawn, we have no word from them.
She swallowed.
They may have reached Istvan V before the massacre. They may...
Her voice trailed away as Dawn took a step closer.
If you have to burn through 1,000 astropaths, you will reach them.
Dawn's voice was low, but it seemed to fill the room.
Bring my sons back to Terra.